Hi, I'm Chris Lawless, and you're listening to Quick Link Podcast.
It was quite a flat stage, so I don't think there was any points to date besides this one.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, there were two intermediate sprints, but it was the only points for the Com jersey, so...
He should wear it tomorrow, shouldn't he, Sabel?
Yes, he's still first at the Sabel and Enkorn are the same amount of points at the moment.
Then the more worthy mountain counts. Like,
I don't know.
It was a catch four mountain today, and if it was, I have no idea. This classification is so weird.
Well, classifications say that Rigzabel 5 points, Pascal Enkorn 5 points, and they are and Zabel is still first on the ranking I'm looking at the moment. But let's see tonight on the podium, right after the speech.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised if it's Enkorn there.
No, maybe.
I mean, either way. It's the only exciting thing that's happened today, let's be honest.
I mean, it's a flat stage. What did we expect anything else?
I thought a bit of a bigger break and not just Taliani and a base to make it 2 out of 2 for breakaways. And
I mean...
Yeah, like, Iolo Cometa, great.
Yeah.
They got a bit. Like, Bardiani CSF, I almost don't want to talk about the fact that they weren't there because... You know, they don't deserve the airtime for not making the effort. Like, that's largely what the continental teams are there for from a sponsor's point of view.
I wasn't going to mention them, actually.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's kind of, we had to mention the lack of them.
I've heard that they apparently going down. I have Saskia with me. She's living in Budapest at the moment, and she told me she thinks the sprint will go a bit downhill.
Mm.
Is that true? That will be tricky. That won't be good.
Yeah, I mean, Ineos are leading it out at the moment. I presume to keep Carapaz safe. Like, they don't really have a sprinter with them, like what, Ben Swift, but he's not. He's not been a top-level sprinter for a little while now, has he?
It's I'm at 2.8 kilometers. Intermarché Alpecina leading it out at the moment.
Oh, I'm a little behind you then.
Oh!
Scandal. I've got 3.1 to go. They've just got to 3K to go on mine, so the GC riders are safe.
Oh, should I spoil you? Should I spoil you the finish?
No, please do not.
No,
I will try my best.
What are you on, Mathieu?
Yeah. 2.9 kilometers left here. 2.8 now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
Antoine just put over the peloton.
Yeah.
With Biniam Garamay, they're also Alpecin leading the peloton.
It's weird to see him in Ciclamino, but it's also really nice to see him. Like,
yeah.
It suits him.
The
I don't know why.
It's quite nice, actually.
Yeah.
He looked really striking in white yesterday, I thought. I normally like the Ciclamino more, but he looked so striking in white yesterday.
Well, TV cameras barely showed him. Like,
really?
Yeah, it was literally like, oh, he's finished. There you go. That'll do.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, because it was between Mathieu van der Poel and I don't know which one of the GC favorites. So, yeah, they didn't show a lot of Biniam's stage time trial.
Oh, it's getting interesting for me. I'm seeing it.
So in about 5 seconds, we'll say that as well. Usually in a sprint, I'm on Cav Watch just because his style is super obvious. And he's just off the bottom of my picture now. Yeah, it does look interesting, and now I have so much appreciation for commentators who have to do this as a job, because trying to describe it for people who have no pictures. It's really difficult. But Quickstep on mine have just taken the head. They've got 3 riders in front of Cav, so that's a good amount of riders for 1K to go, I would have said.
Yoon is nowhere. Yoon's train is nowhere. That's crazy. Ooh. Nowhere at all.
That is shocking. Is he maybe not feeling great? Who knows?
Oh, he's there. He's there. I found him. But his train is not there. Oh, and he's really far behind. He's really... On
Okay, so we've got a UAE sort of mini train. We've got Mathieu van der Poel.
We've got Quickstep.
Yeah, we've got Quickstep. We've got Marechko.
It was leading for Marechko today.
Yeah, it's going to be a long lead out for Quickstep to do this, but if it's slightly downhill, it's not too bad. But Mathieu and Cav sprinting.
Okay.
Oh no, Mathieu stopped. Gaviria. Is that Gaviria? It's looking close. I think it's going to be Cav. It's got to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
They started quite. It's a quite long sprint, right?
That was a long sprint.
Cav.
Yeah, it's Cav.
That takes him up to
53 career Grand Tour stage wins, which is incredible. I think the next best is like 19.
Where's Landa? Where's Landa?
Oh,
we need to find him for Tom.
Yeah, but wins it.
So funny to hear you 10, 15 seconds later. Like, I already saw Kev winning. You were so excited.
Yeah, thank you for not spoiling the end of the race for us, Lena, because it was quite a long sprint, right?
Yeah, it's really long. Really long.
I thought we'd run out of gas. But, like, I've genuinely had that happen to me when I was younger. Like, my mum ended up watching the World Champs live, and I couldn't watch them live.
But
she recorded, and she was like, oh, you might want to watch it, as in Cavs won. But without saying the words Cavs win, I was like, well, it's still a spoiler to say it that way.
But the sprint train of Quickstep was so good. And they had 4 people still left when they started it. And the other sprint trains were completely destroyed or not there.
Yoon
was completely out of position. He was there, but completely out of position.
I think Cav is very happy that Morkov replaced Van Wilder before the Giro.
Yeah, true.
But what's he going to do after stage 13? Is he going to stay on? Because Morku said he's leaving.
Morkov is leaving.
Yeah, I think if Morkov's leaving, then Cav's leaving, honestly.
But why would he? Because he might as well complete the Grand Tour because he's not getting in the Tour de France team.
Yeah, does he want to go up the mountains? Does he want to do that?
Yeah, it depends on how he is at the Ciclamino jersey ranking. I think maybe if he's in good shape to win it, maybe he will stay and try to pass the mountains. But sprinters, yeah.
I'm just seeing a replay. Arnaud Démare wasn't bad. Wasn't bad at all.
I didn't see what was the podium.
I was on Cav's wheel looking at it. And then
I was focused.
He's
on
good at
Octaves.
A long sprint, isn't
Gaviria's, he? Oh, Binyam is not that bad, but yeah, Gaviria's second, right?
Yeah.
Démare
got third.
Second, it's between Gaviria and Démare. I don't know who finished second.
No, but notably, Binyam was freewheeling a lot of that sprint. There was no point where he was actually going for a full-blooded sprint. I think he's on the edge of top-tier sprinting, I reckon.
He was quite boxed in. His positioning isn't that developed. I mean, he's only 21. That's to be expected, but... he was a bit boxed in. He couldn't get anywhere. So yeah.
I think also Binyam is trying to get points, not winning stages on the flat sprint, but piling points on four
Demar
stages.
Second. Demar got second. Gaviria third.
That's incredible. All in all, another stage like stage one, like. Bog all happened for a lot of kilometers. And then it all kind of kicked into life right at the denouement. And that was largely the tale of the day. It's a rest day tomorrow, though, folks. That'll be nice.
The transfer to Sicily.
Yes, and the stage up to Etna. So in the first four stages, they've kind of covered every type of rider. They, as the piano music kicks in to play us off. They've had the hilly stage with that punchy finale. They had the time trial stage. They've now got the sprinter stage out of the way, and it'll be the mountain climbers GC stage.
And if you look at the three winners in Hungary, you have the puncher with Mathieu, you have the climber with Yates, even if he won a TT stage, and you have the sprinter with Cavendish. So yeah, I think we pretty much cover all type of riders on three stage of in Hungary. So that's quite nice to start.
Yeah, like in terms of finale planning, the course have got it pretty damn spot on. It's just it's a shame that the rest of the stage was kind of lukewarm. Yeah.
Yeah, it was mostly tourism in Hungary, so that was quite nice for the country as well. We have nice images of Budapest, of the Balaton Lake. And
by the way, how did was the TV coverage of the fishermen's Basai and the castle yesterday? I think it looks really nice in real life, but I hope they got it on TV very well. Was it nice?
Yeah. Show off. It was quite nice. Like Peter said, we had a lot of time to discover the tourism in Hungary and the castle, and so yeah, we have good images of Budapest. It was very beautiful.
You know everything about Hungary and Budapest and cultural sites.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to shoot, but it's been lovely chatting to you guys, and see you for another late stage reaction.
Yeah, see you.
Maybe Etna on Tuesday.
Yeah, perhaps. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, Ciao. Peter.
You've been listening to Quicklink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at Quicklink Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. Share the show, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.